Today is Thursday, March 17th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, we got a voicemail, and I'm going to go ahead and play that. Let me just reduce the volume of that music a little bit, and let's see.
Hey, Geeky Gay, it's Baron Frosty responding to Am I Boring poll. I wanted to call and let you know that I enjoy both shows and hope you do keep them distinct. Your personal journal is a different slice and different flavor of you telling your story, and I appreciate it. And the Mix Minus show with you and Daniel bickering and talking over each other is a different experience that I also enjoy. So please keep them distinct and don't change a thing. And I'm not bored. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I'm glad you're not bored. Oh, God. Dadgummit. Every time. You know, I could cut that out, but now I've said dadgummit, so I'm going to leave it. Every time I play something on this stupid Mac, it wants to autoplay the next file in whatever list it's got. I haven't even created a playlist. Stupid media player on Mac. Anyway, thank you for, you know, that's really sweet of you, Baron. And everyone that's tweeted me, because apparently that's the preferred method to communicate with me, because I read from Twitter, because however you guys want to communicate with me, I'm going to read it on the show because I need some content. Let's face it. But, I've gotten a very positive reaction from people saying, oh, don't worry about it. The thing is, and I know I talked about this ad nauseum. The thing is, though, I get to the point where I'm getting ready for the mix, or I'm getting ready for throwing down, and I think, oh my gosh, I've already talked about this on Geeky Gay. Or I'm starting to, you know, to talk on Geeky Gay, and I think, oh, I already covered that on, you know, blah, blah, blah. And there are people, certain people out there, Scott the Satyr, I won't mention, I'm going to mention his name because he doesn't listen to Geeky Gay, who specifically don't listen to Geeky Gay because he says that I repeat everything that I say on Geeky Gay on Mix Minus. On Throwing Down, it's a little bit different because that's a pay-to-play sort of show that's behind a paywall. And so if I repeat stuff, you know, who cares? I mean, most people are not paying to listen to me on there anyway. And but look, it's very good. It's a lot of it is, I'm thinking, well, how do I think of original things to say on each one, you know? Because my life is not that exciting. It's, you know, what TV am I watching right now? What thing have I bought? You know, what did I eat for dinner last night? Which fast food restaurant pissed me off? Oh my gosh, you guys. I went to Cane's last night. And I've always had a good experience at Cane's. Like, I've never had a bad experience that I know of, that I can remember. And my favorite burger, which is Whataburger, I have bad experiences there all the time. Cane's, I've never had a bad experience. So I think, you know what? I'm going to order on the app because that's what I like to do. I don't have to tell anyone the order. They can't get it wrong. I mean, they can, but they're less likely to get it wrong because I type it in myself. And it's not really like you type it in, but you select the menu items from a menu, you know, et cetera. You all know how to use food apps. So anyway, I order it. I'm in the car driving from orchestra rehearsal to Cane's, and I'm ordering. I'm swerving all over the place. And I get there. And I did everything correctly. I even submitted it. Because last time I went to Cane's, I forgot to submit it. And I went in and I said, hey, I had a mobile order. And they said, we don't have any orders. And I said, well, screw you. I didn't say that. We all know I don't say that to people. Anyway, And I scroll, I'm like, here's the order right here. And as I was scrolling, I was like, oh crap, I didn't hit submit. And it was my fault. Well, last night I did everything correctly. Everything. So I get there, but the app wouldn't. I wanted to do curbside. They had turned off curbside. It said unavailable. I thought, okay, I'll do drive-through. They had also turned out off drive-through. Unavailable. I was like, okay, fine. I will go in. I'll go in. So I went in. And I go up to the counter and I say, hey, I have a mobile order. And they say, we don't have any mobile orders. I was like, oh my God. Again with this. So I, you know, I'm standing there. I'm pull it up. I say, is this your address? He said, yes. I say, look, here's the Raising Cane, the Raising Cane's app. And is that an order? Is that a successfully completed order? Yes, it appears to be. So he calls over some manager. She's looking at a tablet, all this kind of stuff. Finally, 3 or 4 or 5 minutes after I walk in, she's like, oh, your order just came up. I don't know why. They have this weird thing on the app, which is so stupid. They say, keep the app open for geo tracking. Now, I always thought that meant just so that I would know, I don't know, something. I took it to mean so that I would have information. So I'm wondering, I closed the app because I needed directions to get to this Cane's. And so I had my Google Maps open and I full-sized that. I thought, well, I don't care. You know, I don't need geo-tracking information. So maybe what happened, maybe, is it didn't get to them because I didn't leave the app open. So maybe that was my fault. But is that not the most ridiculous thing you have ever heard in your life? That you order on a food app and you have to leave the app open on your phone in order for it to work correctly? That's so stupid. Anyway, then they're like, oh, we finally got the order. Okay, we'll make it. Sorry about that. And then he comes up to me and says, I'm sorry, we're out of coleslaw. I'm like, okay, well, do you want something in the place of that? I said, you could just do extra French fries. And then a couple of minutes later, he comes up to me and again and says, hey, we're out of lemonade. Well, the lemonade or the coleslaw, neither one of those were for me. They were both for Mark because I get the 3-piece and Mark gets the 4-piece, which is amazing because he eats less than me normally. But anyway, I can't handle the 4 strips. I get the 3 strips. Anyway, the 4 strips comes with coleslaw. It's not a big deal. I'm just like, yeah, just give him extra fries. I don't even know that he loves coleslaw. He just wants 4 strips. But he's also, for Lent, he has given up soda, you know, soft drinks, carbonated beverages, whatever you call them, Coke, as we say in the South. And lemonade, he likes lemonade. And they have green lemonade right now because it's St. Patrick's Day. By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day. I am wearing green. Please no one pinch me. And he's like, we're out of lemonade. And my choices are limited because he's not drinking carbonated beverages at the moment. So I said, well, do you have unsweet tea? Yes, we have unsweet tea. So they were out of 2 things. They didn't get my order until I'd been there for 5 minutes. It was just not a good experience overall. And coincidentally, they emailed me afterwards and asked and gave me a survey. And I ripped them a new one in that survey. Let's see if I get some free chicken. Anyway, what else was I going to... You know, one thing I was going to talk about that had come up on Twitter, but I had not talked about yet, is daylight saving time. First of all, they were... Larry Vader was talking about daylight saving time, and I said savings time. In my defense, there was a news article that was linked that said savings time. And so I said savings time, and then Daniel piped in and said, oh, Big Fatty's going to give you a lecture. And I thought he meant because Big Fatty doesn't like daylight saving time. But no, it was because I said savings instead of saving. Anyway, it's a big deal. Apparently, Fatty doesn't like it if you say savings. But he should talk to whoever wrote that news article, because it also said savings. But anyway, regardless, I don't know how all of you people feel about it. I don't care. It has never bothered me to change times. I don't care. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. You know, when we fall back, I get an extra hour to party or whatever I'm doing, or sleep. When we spring forward, I get the benefit of an extra hour of sun. So I'm always looking forward to that. An extra hour of sun in the evening. I realize we're not changing the position of the sun or anything, but... So I'm okay with it. It never bothers me. But the Senate passed a bill to stay on daylight saving. And I said, oh, that's great. Because I would prefer to have extra sun in the evening after I get off work, rather than getting off work and it being pitch black dark already. And there is so much uproar on Twitter about, no, we need to do standard time. I don't understand all these people who like it to be dark. But I'm okay with it. Whatever. I mean, do whatever. I don't know why these people are so adamant. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.